This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. 3 o'clock, good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything? We've still got people who want to rap about the Four Nations face-off, which we will, because it's must-see TV tonight. But I want to mix this in and work with me on something. And I have a feeling David's going to play the Debbie Downer thing, but I can defend this case. So we've joked here the last couple of weeks, this Matthew Stafford to New York thing. I have no idea where it's from, but NFL reporters are starting to lean into it. So I decided, all right, let me see the betting odds on this. Like what does FanDuel or DraftKings or what do the books have to say? And to my surprise, the Giants were the second choice on the list. And the first choice piqued my interest. And I immediately thought of the topic I'm going to present to you. The first choice on the list at plus 300 is the Minnesota Vikings. Now, what the trade would look like is unimportant. Whether it's J.J. McCarthy picks, it's not the point of our topic. The topic would be this. We've talked about the NFC North being the best division in football already. So what happens if Matthew Stafford replaces the soulless ginger pumpkin? Because I could make a case to you that with Stafford's arrival, Jared Goff would be the worst quarterback in the division. Now, when I say that, don't get a visceral response because what I'm about to say next, think about it. You could be the worst QB in the division if all the QBs are in the top 10. Now, why would I say that? Well, Love was not good this year. Health. Go look at what he did the back half of 23 and damn near beat the Niners. When he's healthy, he's got top five upside. Caleb Williams is getting Ben Johnson. Jared Goff is losing Ben Johnson. And Matthew Stafford is better than Jared Goff. Period. You could in a heartbeat go from chanting this man's name at a grocery store to him being the fourth best QB in the best quarterback division in all of football. Now, if you want to say, hey, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, I'll say Dak Prescott and Tommy Porkchops. If you want to say, oh, well, what about the West? What about it? Homeless Geno Smith, whoever the Rams trot out, combine driver Purdy. Like, we can play this game. Baker Mayfield, Michael Penix, a Mardi Gras parade float, and Bryce Young. No, guys, this division is going to be the best QB division in football already. But if Stafford comes here, what is your reaction to that as a Lions fan? Because this is a part of my concern for the team. Now, I'm not going where Rieger's going. I know Rieger's doing this whole miss the playoffs thing, but he's more right than he is wrong. Not totally right, more right than wrong. Is that people want to dismiss Ben Johnson leaving. That flies in the face of everything you guys fought so hard to tell us the previous couple of years about how he won't leave us. His kids love the schools. If he's good at his job, which he is, you must accept that. He is going to make Caleb Williams better. And if you dig into the numbers with Caleb, he did not have a bad rookie year. And there could be a major jump for him. And if I take the guy who saved Jared Goff's career and he's in Chicago now, what if Goff regresses by 10%, 15%? What if he's just not quite the same? Now, while everyone's yelling, let Brad cook and we don't need Myles Garrett, you might have the worst of a great group of quarterbacks. But who's drafting Jared Goff over Caleb Williams if they're starting a team? No one. Who's drafting Jared Goff over Jordan Love if they're starting a team? Not many. Who's drafting Goff over Stafford? I don't think anybody. Do I still like Jared Goff? Of course I do. But if you're in the best quarterback division in football, and now all of a sudden like this, Jared Goff has the best season of his life, and he ain't going to live back up to that. Other guys are getting better, and Matthew Stafford lands with weapon. I mean, come on. Sam Darnold was able to win 14 games.
No, I'm laughing because you're correct. Like last year, Goff was the best quarterback in the division. If you came in, it's like, oh, yes, he's better than rookie Caleb. I think Love was probably the only one, but nobody thought Darnold was going to do what he was going to do. But you're right. You put him with all of those weapons.
Pretty scary.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, because you look at what he did out with the weapons he had with the Rams. Yeah, he's going to put up some offensive numbers. And I think the selling point for me, the tipping of the scale is Ben Johnson leaving. Because yes, even though I thought that Caleb Williams was, he was just oversold to me. But when I actually go back and I look at the numbers, it's like, he didn't have a bad year.
No.
He was on a bad team. No O-line really. He needed a lot of weapons.
Fired coach.
And a coach who's an idiot who just basically froze up on Thanksgiving Day. And it's like, I don't know what to do. You give him Ben Johnson, and that could be the tipping point. Because, yeah, Love, I like what he did at the end of that year. Even when he played Philly out in Brazil before he got hurt, he was really competitive. And then it took him some time. I think he came back way too soon. And you saw that. He was out there on one leg. Mm-hmm. But Green Bay had to. And you know, this isn't the NBA. He's going to play. But when you really look at it like that, yeah, because I'm like, no, he's, you know, Goff's going to be better than Caleb, but no, it's going to be Caleb and Ben Johnson.
And again, just to highlight the year Rico's talking about here, and I think it's important you look at this. You're talking about Jordan Love in 2023, right, when he was healthy, age 25 season, 32 touchdowns, 11 picks, 65% completion rate and damn near 4,200 yards as a 25-year-old in his first year starting in the National Football League. He was hurt all year this year, from day one with the knee to midseason with the groin. I'm just making a point to you. Stafford coming to this division would be a distinct problem. I would be terrified of having him back here because, candidly, the trade worked for both teams. But if I have to say who won the trade, it would be the Rams. I know you agree with me. They won the Super Bowl. You have not. It worked for both. But if Stafford came here, he could end up costing you double time. Because if Matthew Stafford is on the Minnesota Vikings, I can't say with a straight face, oh, yeah, you're better than the Vikings. Was I hallucinating when in the last game of this season it was a winner-take-all?
Nope.
Would Stafford elevate the Vikings or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's not redheaded.
All right. Then we factor in the Bears are going to be better. I think you factor in the Pack are going to be better.
See, I think you got to factor in the Pack are going to be better.
Fine. The point is, what is your reaction to this? Because, look, it's all hee-hees and ha-has, and it is fun for radio. If Stafford became a Giant, it'd be hilarious. Be great for this show, for sure. He'd probably show up and break his spine or something ridiculous. But if Stafford comes to Minnesota, and for whatever reason, they're the betting favorite, does Sean McVay like JJ? Is that what that is? I don't know. But bottom line,
I think
I'd be terrified.
The reason why I think Minnesota is because you could probably work out some type of a trade, and you can ship JJ there and McVay. He's young. That team will be under the cap, and they could really kind of jumpstart the Rams. You got a defense that's already good, so you don't need JJ to be great. So, yes, that's probably why I think the Vikings are the betting favorite, because they would ship JJ to L.A.
Also, just want to point this out. The last 5 weeks of this season, when Love started to get a little bit healthy, 15 touchdowns in the last 5 weeks. You can sleep on him. You can hate him because he's a Packer. You can hate him because he's got a weird-looking face. He's got that pouty look. You could hate him because he throws the ball off his back foot. You can do whatever you like. The point is, Stafford coming here, what's your reaction to it if it happens? If he goes to Minnesota, I'll tell you right now, that would put me in the Rieger territory.
He goes to Minnesota, I mean, yeah. No, I mean, because now I'm thinking you probably...
And notice these people ain't calling.
You're not winning the division.
He goes to Minnesota, you ain't winning.
They know. They're scared. That's what this is right here. This is the sound of fear.
Sam Darnold took them about as close as you can get.
Look at what you played this year to go 15-2. I don't care. I'll say the quiet part out loud. You played a rookie quarterback who had no guidance and a fired coach. You played an injured Jordan Love, and you played a soulless pumpkin. Now flip that into next year's edition. Healthy Love, Caleb with the wizard Ben Johnson, and Matthew freaking Stafford. This is the sound of trembling. So let's talk about it. And if you disagree, you can have whatever reasons you want. But why are the Vikings the favorite? Where did that come from? My point to you is you want him on the Giants. You do not want him in this division. In a year, you lost 7 coaches.
in a year where your offensive coordinator is now in Chicago.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.